providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Talk of the Hour News is now over. We are now talking about what happened in that terrible, terrible accident in Ohio. Kamala Harris had kind of a weird thing to say. You want to get into that a little, Jim?
Yeah, so she's being just lambasted for making comments about what, about support to Ohio, East Palestine, Ohio. That's where the train derailment happened now almost 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That train derailment created an absolute unbelievable environmental disaster and threatening the lives of the people in that area. And it's killing numerous, you know, wildlife and potentially poisoning water sources. And Kamala Harris came out and said publicly, maybe the reason we're not, and this is, I'm going to paraphrase this, I'm not quoting, but the reason why we're not supporting East Palestine or these types of problems is because of equity. We need to provide support to communities that haven't been fairly treated in the past. That is absolutely a racist statement.
Yeah.
In my view,
it is.
It is not representing the people of America. These people, and partly because East Palestine, Ohio, voted 70% for Trump. It's a small town, small community, but they are facing very, very devastating ramifications from this entire debacle.
Yeah.
And the debacle starts with the Department of Transportation. It goes to the EPA. The governor's office, DeWine, the governor's office in Pennsylvania, Shapiro, these different people got involved and decided to basically open up the containers and allow and burn off this toxic waste that was on board this train because they were afraid it might blow up.
Yeah.
But they evacuated people. They did not put the resources in order to stop the fire, which they probably could have done. Had they looked at it in a completely different way, had they seen what the potential ramifications are, they might have done something different. But it looks like they just didn't care, and they didn't think through the process. And now we have senior government officials completely ignoring or trying to justify why they did not take action on this.
Well, you don't get much more serious than the Vice President of the United States. There's really only one office that's higher. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no, it's fine. Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, he came out and blamed Trump for this event, even though the failure, this problem is the response and the lack of recognition of the depth of the problem.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance, new senator for Ohio, the guy that wrote Hillbillyology, who won a rather strong victory in Ohio as a conservative, he went out to East Palestine. He stood in the water. There's a video out there of him. He put it out on Twitter where he stands next to a creek and he reaches in with a stick and rubs the bottom of the creek, and you can see the chemicals and the oil come from the bottom of the creek up. And of course, there's been thousands and thousands of fish that have died. There's been all kinds of wildlife and livestock that have died. And of course, they're saying, well, it's safe to drink the water. But when the EPA director got there, one of the local officials said, hey, yeah, you said the water's fine. You've been traveling a long time. Here's a glass of water from the tap. He would not drink it. The EPA director would not drink it. That's a big indicator that they understand this is a much deeper problem. And unfortunately, there is a lot of conspiracy talk coming up around the world right now, and specifically with conservative circles that say that this could be, in fact, and I'm not perpetuating, so I'm just saying this is what people are talking about, that this is an act on purpose in order to hurt a conservative community. And of course, that's a very dangerous thing when you have a government officials ignoring the problems, and then you've got inevitably the conspiracy theories are going to come up from it.
Yeah.
And that's just really, it's unacceptable. It's dividing the nation, and it's of course not representing people that they have to do, you know, they've got to take care of across this nation, no matter who you are, no matter what color or race or political party.
Yeah, I have to say, Jimmy, I know that we have a lot of folks on this show who are going to really take issue with this statement, but we really are a nation pretty much of full disclosure. You know what's going on. You know what's going on back in Washington, D.C. I know what's going on back in Washington, D.C. CFS, Irish Tony, out of the box. Evalon, you guys always going know what's going on down there. Anybody over there, I guess I should say, put it in a proper perspective, anybody who has any interest whatsoever in politics knows the state of our particular government, which is pretty low, pretty bad.
Very bad. Unfortunately, many people understand it, but there's little they can do about it, right? The way the elections have been manipulated, the lack of trust in the system, and then, of course, when you see these failures over and over again, you want to know how that can continue on. Well, it continues on because the people that are speaking, that come out for the policy in this nation, are willing to say whatever it takes to cover themselves and cover their own behinds. And unfortunately, that's not beneficial for everybody. I think you made a comment that that we're a fully transparent nation. Well, the problem is you can see things beyond it, but there's no admission of guilt or responsibility from this administration at all.
Absolutely.
They are not taking and they, you know, the over response with these balloons, it looks like now they shot down Hobby Lobby balloons, $12 Hobby Lobby balloons with, a couple $100,000 missiles. It's just knee-jerk responses because of failed policies, and then they come out and publicly try to convince people that that basically what is white is actually black, or what's black is actually white. That doesn't make any sense, but there are still people in America that listen to them and think that that's what's happening because they are disconnected from any other information.
You bet they are. You know, it's kind of like you really wonder why. Well, when I said pretty transparent, what I really mean is, you know, we know pretty well what's going on in the country, and I have to say, one of our challenges is we've got to be very sophisticated in our delivery of the news, because our listeners really are sophisticated. They know exactly what's going on, and I would not call them necessarily conspiracy theorists at all. I think they're very, very bright, and I think it's a real challenge to stay ahead of them if you want to know the truth.
Well, I agree. A lot of listeners out there, they're very attuned. Obviously, if they listen, they're paying it more attention than most Americans do. The reality is most people only get maybe a little bit of news, if they get it at all, from a network television station when they come home if they watch the TV. Most Americans probably get their news from Microsoft News or Yahoo News links off of websites that only pull particular pieces of information that are geared and shaped to support those industries and those tech companies, and certainly the Democratic Party. And that's where the majority of people get information from. There is other sources out there, but most people don't pay attention. They don't care that much. So they get a 1 or 2 minute clip on the radio as they're driving home from work, possibly. Maybe they look at something and then they see feed on their Facebook, or they see news feeds from the internet. And that stuff has been modulated, shaped, and geared for a particular agenda.
You know, I was a little surprised. We made a comment on a recent daily editorial having to do with how the internet controls people's minds. And I agree 1,000%. That's something that the American people have to be aware of. They also have to be aware of the fact right now, and then we'll be right back to wrap up the show.